Well, hello, hello. Welcome back, CEOs. Thanks for tuning in to listen. I'm wondering, how's your week going? Today, as I'm recording this, it's early summer here, and some people are looking into slowing down the routines and adjusting the routines a bit for summer. Kids are home or off to camp, and sometimes our routines change. But I want to know from you, how are things going? Are you stuck in the day-to-day? Do you find sometimes you're the bottleneck of your business? Things are slowing down because they're waiting for you? Today, I want to talk about how to really step into your role of CEO. And in doing that, I want to look at three things. Three different roles within your business: employee, manager, and CEO. And I realize sometimes it's hard to get out of our own way, right? Like sometimes we have trouble relinquishing that control. And if we're not intentional about how we spend our time, our energy, and our attention, we can easily find ourselves stuck and maybe even stagnated as we're not moving our business forward. So let's go back to the foundations, friends. Let's go back to why we started our business. And when you look at the research, a lot of us start our business for three main reasons. One, freedom. Two, flexibility. And three, control over our life. Those are the three main reasons people start a business. And interestingly enough, did you see that money wasn't the first three? No, it was freedom, control, and flexibility. So while money matters, of course it does, that's the fourth reason. That's not the top three. So yes, we want to be able to unlock certain income potential, and we want to be able to use that to reinvest back into our families and our communities. But the real reason we stepped into owning our own business was for freedom, control, and flexibility. So I want you to ask yourself, are you experiencing these things right now in your business? Do you truly have the freedom that you wanted? Can you actually turn your mind off from your business and unplug from work and let go? Do you have the flexibility that you want? When things happen in your life, are you able to accommodate them? Is it business before life or life before business? What is it for you? And do you feel like you're really in control of your business? You know where your next clients are coming from. You know you're on track for your income. You know if you need to get more support or not. You're on track to make the money you want. You have the freedom you want. You're paying yourself the salary you want. My guess is by the time you've answered all of these questions, most of you who have a big fat no somewhere along the way. Most of you are not experiencing the freedom that you wanted, the flexibility you wanted, and certainly the control that you wanted when you started your business. So I want to talk about stepping into the real role of CEO, into that growth zone. And yes, friends, it can be uncomfortable because for many of us, we've never been there before. But if we keep showing up in our business as the employee or the manager, we will not have the freedom, the flexibility, and the control that we really want. We have to start working and thinking like a CEO. And when we do this, when we shift our mind and our actions to this, we can really move the needle forward in our business. So I want you to look at, where are you spending your time, energy, and attention? And in order to answer that question, you might want a framework or a lens to look through. Let's evaluate how you're spending your time, energy, and attention. So first up, I want to go through those three roles: employee, manager, and CEO. And let's talk about what those really mean. So employee of your business could be a team member, whether they're a full-time employee, part-time employee, independent contractor, doesn't matter for this discussion. You have an employee of an organization, and they're there to do a job. They're responsible for implementing the tasks in their job description. Their tasks are generally delegated and assigned to them. They come in for the day, they do the tasks that are assigned to them, and they leave. And really, the majority of the workforce in our world does this, right? They implement the plan that they were handed down. So within your business, what does this look like? Well, you could have team members managing your inbox, doing your scheduling, doing your invoicing, doing admin work, customer service work. Perhaps you have someone doing graphic design or copywriting, content creation, or running the books and keeping things together in terms of your finances. Maybe you have someone running ads or pitching speaking opportunities or tech support. I mean, there's a lot of hats that you can wear in your business, right? And I get it. When you first start out your business, you're doing literally all those hats. You are tech support, you are customer service, you are operations, you are sales, you are marketing. You're the whole thing. But friends, as our business grows and becomes more established, we look at bringing in team members to help us with some of these tasks. And as we pass off these tasks to someone else and other team members, we have to be able to let go and allow those team members to do the job that we hired them for. So as we bring people in to help us with our business, we as a CEO need to move beyond those day-to-day tasks. It's almost like you need to fire yourself from some of these roles so that you can focus on being CEO. Because if you're spending the majority of your time in your week in employee mode, where do you get time to be in CEO mode? All right, so as our business grows, we bring in more people, a lot of CEOs find themselves becoming full-time managers. They are now spending their time managing the team that they brought in. The team has answers to their questions. They want to know what they need to do, where do they go for that, put out this fire, how do we handle this situation? And all of that comes to you as the CEO. So now instead of being CEO of your business, you're now full-time manager. So you have to look at, am I being a manager in my business? What does that look like? So managing is keeping sure everyone is moving in the same direction, making sure they're hitting their targets, keeping their deadlines, making sure the team has what they need to do to be able to do their job, assigning them their tasks. Essentially, it's like a bridge between you as a CEO and your team. The manager is taking that vision that you have, helping you reverse engineer it, break it down, and map it out into actionable targets, right? They're looking at things like your data and your KPIs. Oftentimes, you might hear someone being called an operations manager or a director of operations. That's this type of role in your business. And we want to make sure that as your business grows, you end up managing less and less and implementing less and less. So at some point, you're going to hit capacity. You're going to find that you can no longer manage your team because you're spending your whole week managing your team. And that usually happens when you have around 5 to 8 people on your team. You're getting so many emails, so many questions, so many comments on Slack, you're putting out fires, that you're starting to feel squeezed. You're starting to feel pressure that you don't have time for your CEO level work. And if you're in this situation right now, I want you to spend time to track your time and see how you're really spending it. I know it sounds funny, but finding the time to do the things that need to happen is your most important task. If you're juggling too many balls, you don't feel in control of your business. You certainly don't have freedom, and you don't have the flexibility that you originally wanted. And honestly, many times it feels like chaos. So if you're in this situation, I want you to know this is not uncommon. This is a very common scenario to be in, and I just want to bring awareness to it so you don't feel like you're alone, but also that you can take action and do something to improve it. So I highly encourage you to spend some time tracking how you're spending your time in your week. Look at how much time are you spending in employee mode, managing mode, and CEO mode of your business. In order to become the CEO of your business, you have to embrace your CEO mindset and focus on CEO level work. Okay, so what do I mean by CEO level work? We were doing all these things before. That's not CEO level work. No. CEO level work is focusing on the big picture. It's looking ahead of the team. It's looking ahead of where we are now. It's looking at what are we creating? How are we serving and how are we reaching more people? How do we shift and evolve to achieve the vision that we have for our business? What systems need to be put in place so that we can run and grow our business easier? CEO level work gives you more freedom, more flexibility, and more control in your business. It's having you look into the future, create the vision, see where you want to go, be more proactive, and plan how to get there instead of winging it or flying it by the seat of your pants. It's actually being able to see more clearly what is truly happening in your business, and then being intentional about building your time to work on that. So how do you shift more into CEO role when you've got all these other thousand things on your to-do list? Trust me, shifting into CEO role does not happen by accident. If you want to truly act and be the CEO of your business, you have to claim it. You have to go out there and you have to get it. You have to be intentional about your time. You have to be intentional about how you're using your energy. It's going to make you get out of your comfort zone. It's going to make you grow and go beyond where you are now. Yes, there's going to be mistakes. Yes, there's going to be failures. But I want you to embrace that and take that as it comes. Because the outcome of that is that your business will now be primed for growth. And you will be proactively stepping into the role of CEO. I want you to think about growing into CEO role like this. Every time you bring someone new into your business, you want to fire yourself from doing the job that that new person is now going to do. So if you are bringing someone in to do admin and customer service, you have to scratch those things off your job description. You're no longer responsible for admin and customer service. That gives you more time in your day and more time in your week to now focus on the CEO growth level tasks. This mind shift takes work and it's a little bit hard. It makes you up-level your leadership skills, but it opens the door for other opportunities. It opens the door for business growth. It opens the door for you looking at the big picture and seeing what's going on in your industry and what's going on in the world. It allows you to stay ahead of the curve as you can see what's starting to change. You can be ahead of it, be more proactive, and be in more control. So just as an example of this, if you think through the last few years, we had COVID here, and now we have this new AI coming into our world, and it's all the hype, it's all the buzz. If you're stuck in the day-to-day weeds of your business, you're not even seeing what's going on outside. You're not seeing the AI is coming in. You're not seeing that you're going to have to pivot your brick and mortar business to be online. You want to get ahead of those. You want to be ahead of the curve so you can be more proactive and more in control. You want to embrace the changes that are happening in your industry and in the world. And once you can get a hold of that vision and value, what the vision is for your business, where you're headed in the next 3 to 5 years, and what values really are important to you as a company, that's how you're going to get there. Once you're crystal clear on these, then you can articulate this vision and values to your team. And that's when your team then becomes more self-directed. They know how to start handling things without you having to micromanage them because they know what the vision is, they know what the values are, they know what the priorities are, and they have systems in place that are clear and easy for them to implement. That's when your team becomes efficient. And that's when you have stepped into your CEO role. So get crystal clear on your values and your vision. And then you can reverse engineer that vision, break it down into 90-day plans, weekly actionable targets. Create systems so you can rinse and repeat. Be consistent with visibility and marketing and sales. Those systems help your team know where you're headed and where you're going. Without having this clear vision and values, you know what happens? Shiny object syndrome always comes into play. And really, it's a massive distraction, right? We get a new idea. We get that dopamine rush. We want to change the direction. We go to our team. We've got a new idea. And this just causes confusion and frustration for our team. This is not to say that new ideas are a bad thing. Of course they're not. But we have to put them in line with what our vision is and where we're headed. If our new idea gets us further away from our vision and our goals, then our new idea needs to go on the back burner. I call this an idea parking lot. Put that new idea in the idea parking lot and let it sit there for a bit until it does align with your vision. You need clarity on your business strategy, systems that can be rinse and repeat to get you better results with less effort. You don't always want to be starting from scratch. All right, we've talked a lot here about employee role, manager role, and CEO role. And as we move forward, we're going to be spending some more time talking about you stepping into your role as a CEO. It's pushing you out of your comfort zone, creating boundaries and skills for you to work smarter, not harder. Structuring your quarters, your weeks, and your days like a true CEO. Because when you're in more control, when you have the right strategy, systems, and support in place, then you can reclaim that freedom and that flexibility that you were longing for when you started your business. All right, friends, we're going to wrap up this episode today. I want you to spend some time analyzing your week. Track your time if you need to, and tell me what percentage of your week are you spending in employee mode, manager mode, and CEO mode. Head over to the Facebook group CEO Amplify and let's continue this discussion. I want you to take radical responsibility and accountability here and be honest with yourself with what's really happening. Hope to see you in the Facebook group, and I'll catch you next week.